Blog Talk Radio.
She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone, feels like it's all coming down. She won't turn around.
Greetings, 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 ladies and gents, gentlemen, women out there in America, in the United States. We're talking to you today on Street Queens, the movement, a women's panel of women bosses, your boss's boss, powerful women that are definitely doing their thing in the industry and definitely trying to make an impact on our community and on our people, talking about real issues and dealing with real people on real radio on the internet. You know, we have our lovely CG Michelle, you know, representing the Jersey area, and our lovely Emma of E2K Magazine representing New York and Philly, and our wonderful, wonderful Felicia Sabri, our prayers are with you, you know, representing the Boston area, and your girl Lushy Lush live in the building representing the DMV, Nigeria, and worldwide, all across the global map. You already know what it is, man. And today's topic we're talking about is basically, man, first and foremost, you know, it got all hot and heated. You know, you remember last week's show, we were talking about child support, and we were getting it in, and Gigi was getting her, you know, professional, you know, aspects of the situation. So we're going to give, you know, 30 more minutes of that, you know what I'm saying? But right now, the main topic right now is we're going to talk about who's raising our children nowadays, you know what I'm saying? A lot of our kids, you know, have a lack of respect. A lot of the children nowadays, you know what I'm saying, spend more time on the internet and more time watching TV and playing video games than interacting with their family, You know what I'm saying? And so much of the hustle and bustle, because we're in a evolution of being, of Americans. We're so quick to do things. We don't have time to spend time with our children anymore. I mean, when it comes to education, you know, you're not spending that much time sitting there and trying to practice with them what they're writing and reading and different things like that, and you wonder why the child is suffering. And, you know, laying down discipline, I mean, you know, we have the TV, we got the government basically raising our children. Who is raising our children? We have a whole evolution of, you know, parents that, quote-unquote parents, that are not that far away from their children in age. You know, so many people that had kids so young, they barely, you know what I'm saying, aren't even ready to be a parent, you know. We really need to talk about this and address this, man. Who's raising our children? Is it the TV or us? That's the question. You know, speak on it, you know, scream on it, call into the show. Make sure you respect everybody on the call. Understand that everybody has a right to their opinion, but make sure that you base your opinion on fact or if you have your personal experience. Check us out at www.streetqueensofmovement.ning.com. I would like to thank Mary B. always coming through and joining us all day on the show, Diverse Media Group LLC, Strictly Bump 1, and definitely FunkyFlashback.com, you know what I'm saying, a woman boss, definitely doing her thing. Shout out to my girl, you know, Ax Sharifa, live on Blog Talk Radio, always doing her thing, man. But you know what, we're going to go to a quick commercial. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about who is raising our kids, the TV or you.
Having a party? Meet a DJ?
Meet a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business, DJ Hustle? Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com.
That's HustleEvents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time, look at
me now.
Love a dead bleeding in the street by somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big winner.
See you winning ever since the beginning. $500 dead up, they wanna see it. I'm surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and go and buy all the bottles.
Yeah.
I ain't hit the lotto, never promise tomorrow. I came a long way with no gas in that Monte Carlo. Try to holler, every time they deceive me. I say it wasn't easy, these industry niggas dream.
making no haters believe. Turn they back on the G, but now I'm back in the street. Now they back on my job, 360 degrees.
Show the please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up, focus on your paper. Never mind a hater, you can worry about them later. They started in Decatur, we took it to the top now. Riding down the highway, flying with the top down. Sacrifice to get here, no way I'ma stop now. Guess who they got beaten on the block now?
Again, our topic is basically who is basically raising our kids. Is it the TV or is it, you know what I'm saying, basically us? I mean, it seems like this world has become just, you know, people running around like chickens with their heads cut off and don't have time to even sit down and turn off the TV and talk amongst one another like, you know, civil human beings. A long time ago, back in the day when I was coming up, you know, we would turn off the TV. You know, everybody would sit at home and, you know, eat as a family and talk and discuss what went on at school and what went on at work. And everybody would eat together at the table, you know, and everybody would know what was going on with each other. It seems like nowadays, when it comes to being a parent, having a parent, because I deal with children that have learning disabilities at the high schools, and it seems like parents nowadays have no idea what is going on with their children. They have like this total void or distance where they have no idea what John or Sammy Boyle or Trayvon is doing in school. Because why? Because you're so consumed in whatever you're doing, and America itself has gotten so, engulfed in this need for speed in your life. There's no time to, like, you know, take time to do things anymore. It's just like, oh, I got to hurry up and go. Everything has to be fast, you know. I got computers, I got this, I got to hurry up and do this, I got to do that. And you never take time out to really find out what's going on with your children. You know, half of the times, most of the people, you see them, you go over their house, they're like, go watch TV. Go watch TV, go sit down, go watch TV. I'm doing work, go watch TV. And not to say you gotta pay the bills, but at the same time we have to make time for our children, because at the same time, who are raising our children? You're watching TV and you're telling them go watch TV. Average parent that I observe nowadays is not watching what their child is watching on TV. You know, a lot of them are sitting there and hey, back in my day when I was coming up, I don't know if you agree with me. But back in my day when I was coming up, they didn't have any profanity on the you know, on the TV. I mean, at least not regular TV. Jesus, you know what I'm saying? I mean, nowadays you watch regular TV and they're saying, you know, the P word, the B word, the F word, and the D word, and you're like, wow, like, what is really going on? You know what I'm saying? You're telling your kids, go and watch TV. You're not monitoring what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You're wondering why your child is, you know, cussing up a storm because they're watching TV. You're wondering, you know, what's going on with your child. Your child is starting to be more distant from you and everything. We need to take back their parental guidance. We need to take that back. A lot of us are so consumed, and, you know, I know coming from the fact of me dealing with the industry and dealing with, you know, entertainment and stuff like that, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes. I commend all those that balance it out, but you have to find a balance when it comes to our children, because sometimes you can find themselves getting neglected. I mean, you can throw them, you know, not everybody is blessed to have a grandmother or aunt or somebody that can help you out, you know, to raise your child. But if you're a single parent and, you know, this, that, and the third, I mean, it's not that easy. But we have to make that time for our children. Why? Because we are in charge of their souls. We are in charge of their well-being. They are our responsibility. Because why? Because they didn't ask to be here. Who are raising our children? That is the question that I asked. The government, you know, and society and the way America is basically based on is like, if you're not working 5 or 6 jobs, then you're not going to survive in this day and age economy. So you got a single mother that's out there working 5 or 6 jobs, barely making that much income. You know, maybe the child support isn't enough. Or maybe, you know what I'm saying, you can't find a deadbeat dad and he's nowhere to be found. You know what I'm saying? And she's working 5 or 6 jobs just to take care and pay the bills. And, you know, women as nurturers, you know, basically think the fact that, oh, I feel bad because, you know, we can't find, Trey's father and his father's not here. So I have to, you know, supplement that with buying Trey whatever he wants, you know, in order to, you know, and spoil him. I'm starting to find that a lot of, you know, the parents are spoiling their children. There's nothing wrong with spoiling your child, but where is the discipline at? When your child is calling you by your first name, you know, hey, to each his own. I can't tell nobody how to raise their child, you know what I'm saying? But when the child starts calling you by their first name, I think that's a problem. Where is the barrier? Where is the standard? Where is the respect at? When a child can walk up to you and say, yo, I don't give up, you know what I'm saying? I don't care who you are. This is a 10-year-old, 13-year-old coming to you like that. Like, where is the respect? And you have to look at the parent. Who are raising these children? Honestly, myself, from dealing in the schooling and educational system, I'm looking like, honestly, I am scared. Are these the children that we have to look to towards our future, honestly, that have a lack of disregard for life or anything? If they can't respect you, how can they respect themselves? And remember, our children are a reflection of us. So at the end of the day, we have to look back and say, hey, man, what exactly is going on? Is it the TV? And, you know, back in the day, like a long time ago, you know, with Sesame Street, Captain Kangaroo, and all that jazz, when we watched that stuff, man, you know, Electric Company and all, you know, they were educational for us. They were educational. You know, hey, in Sesame Street, you might have had, you know, you might walk in one day and your child speaking Spanish or something. But that was the impact, because at that young age, they're like sponges. So they're absorbing every kind of information that's going on in the world. They're sponges. So, I mean, back in that day, children were learning. They were, you know, they loved to learn. You know, the FCC was a little bit stricter, and they basically, you know what I'm saying, when the kids, they got their education, you know, and they will listen to these shows, and they would get, you know, actual information, things about the Constitution, things about, you know, just life skills, washing your hands, just different things, and the kids would mimic it. These were built to train children, you know, to be advanced. But nowadays, it seems like, you know, a lot of the stuff has dumbed the children down. You got things like Yo Gamma Gabba. I mean, hey, I watch it, but it's just like, all they do is dancing. Like, what are they doing? Why does that guy have, like, those tight pants on? What is going on? You know, what happened to, you know, the education behind, you know, a lot of these shows? Back in the day, you could sit your kid in front of the TV and they could be watching something that was reasonable. But nowadays, I'm scared to sit my child over there to watch something on TV because you're scared that they're going to use, you know, some kind of profane word and wondering if your child is going to sit there and say it. You know, that is the question. Where is the restrictions and the boundaries when it comes to this, man? Who is raising our children? You guys can call in at 347-826-7722. You know what I'm saying? We definitely, you know, getting it in. And I'm going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, play this eulogy, this jump off right here from Professor Truth. You know what I'm saying? Let's get real with ourselves, for real, people. People, let's get real.
Call me the All in All, a.k.a. Professor Truth. And I'm coming to you on this here Renegade track after stepping out the triple black. So listen up and come towards the light as I paint this worst case scenario. They tried to stop me, they tried to mock me, but I came back again. For I am Truth, oppressed Truth, Black Truth, a.k.a. Professor Truth. I'm that supreme black cat, you know, built like a rock cat. Always come right, exact cat. And I come to do your eulogy, to let you know there's no fooling. That's right, I said your goddamn eulogy. The death of black people lay before all our eyes. So don't act surprised. Our death is imminent, but y'all ain't feeling it. And that's why I come to do your eulogy. To make you face it, then maybe we can erase it. Otherwise, face it like I laced it. I come to do your eulogy. I come to do your eulogy. You see, I'm old and wise and hard to surprise. Cause tragedy and ecstasy encompass all I see. Brothers dying, sisters trying, equals zero. Goddamn it, fuck Nero. So listen up, gods and goddesses, niggas and nigger lovers. The script has been flipped. Prison is our destiny and our freedom is now by chance. Chances that our mother wasn't 15 years of age, unwedded and on drugs. Chances that our father knew of our existence or even cared. Chances that some of our parents, loving they may have been, knew enough to teach enough. Chances that racism, via global white supremacy, hasn't destroyed all that we could be. Chances that are all too uncommon in the black community. So you better wake up and loke up. Put all that bullshit to the side. Learn to get along so you can build you a whole new home. Or you'll be gone, gone, gone. Well, anyway, if not, I come to do your eulogy. I come to do your eulogy. Peace to black people who were but are no more. I come to do your eulogy. I come to do your eulogy.
And that's real talk right there from your man with the plan, Professor Truth. You know what I'm saying? You got to speak the truth. And to be real with y'all, I honestly feel like most of the time it's the TV and this media that's basically raising our children. Our children walking around with these tight pants on that they can barely walk and they run around, you know, I mean, and the parents buy the stuff for them. Pants falling off, you know what I'm saying? How many times I sit in the classroom and I tell the kids, pull up your pants? I mean, you know, even though we say, you know, I love hip-hop, I love music, one world music, all music, but music, we cannot deny, basically influences our children. And I mean, it's more so in this day and age than ever. If you watch the trend of the clothing, which is basically derived from the rock era, you know, it's just the children are just like, you know, it's like a lack of respect from themselves. Even the young ladies out here are running around like they're lost. Our young girls, our little ladies, our princesses are running around quick to jump on something because why? Because they are a product of their environment. You know why? Because we start a chain. I see mommy, you know what I'm saying, she's working 50 jobs, but you know what I'm saying, daddy, I don't know who daddy is or whatever, so, you know, she's bringing different men over here, so I think that's cool, you know what I'm saying, and she's going and she's doing what she got to do, you know what I'm saying, then you got, you know, the gentleman's like, well, you know, my mom don't care, whatever, whatever, and he's out there running the streets, because, you know, mom might not have enough, you know, so he's out there running the streets doing what he has to do, but when do we sit down with our kids? And are we sitting here telling our kids or influencing them and say, yo, continue to do what you're doing, you know, because I need to pay rent. I need to do what I got to do, so stay in the street, stay on the block. What are we doing? What are we doing to empower our children? Are we basically giving our children this slave mentality in their mind? Is that why they have a lack of, you know, wanting to learn in school? They have a lack of respect for their elders? At one time when you were in the hood or the ghetto, as they may say, or in the neighborhood, you know, the old lady can look down the stairs and tell, you know, John, yo, help me with my groceries. And they'll come downstairs. Remember when they told us respect our elders? Hey, these kids nowadays don't respect their elders. They can come to you and tell you shut the, you know what I'm saying, up or whatever. And that's real talk. They don't respect their elders. They could care less if you live or die. You scared to even look at a young child nowadays. You wonder if they're going to pull out a, you know what I'm saying, a heater, a burner on you, a gun, a weapon. You never know. But these children are becoming the product of their environment. Why are we allowing this to happen to our children? Allowing our children to be a slave to society? Not empowering our children? Allowing the TV to teach us? Teach our children, and then at the same time, how can you allow another culture, you know what I'm saying? Because first and foremost, I'm speaking, you know, I'm speaking to my people out here, my African American people out here, which I am African myself, pure African, but it doesn't matter. We all black, point blank. At one point in time, you know, we basically, you know, used to teach our culture and embed it in our children. Nowadays, these kids don't have no culture. They don't know what culture is at all. And why? Because it's a lack of teaching. It's a lack of the parenting of the individual parents being involved in the children's lives. That is the seriousness behind this, man. The craziness behind it is that we feel as if our children are not as important as they used to be. Why? Oh, my job needs me to do this, needs me to do that. But your child is going to be here when your job is there and when it's gone. You have to instill those values. There's no family values. There's nothing. These children are walking around like they're lost, and we definitely need to save our children and bring them back into the light. And I'm calling upon all you parents out there, teachers and everything, communities. Like they say, man, it takes a village to raise a child. And when we get back in that mindset of that a village, it takes a village to raise a child, then we can get back to where we need to be because our children are lost. We're throwing our kids for the TV to raise our children, for society to raise our children. What happened to us raising our children? You know, we want our children to be a product of strong men and women, headstrong, intelligent, go-getters, well-rounded. We want all of that for our children. But in order for them to be that, they need to see examples. They need someone to stand at the forefront. They need role models. A lot of the children look for or seek from people like coaches, teachers, as their role model because they can't find it in their parent because their parent is either a crackhead, their parent is either selling themselves to the devil, or their parent just has no time at all, and they supplement their time by giving them money or giving them things that they want when all the child wants is just their time. We need to find that reconnection with our children. And that is the problem, and that is the situation. Who is raising our children? That is the question I propose, and I'm asking you guys to call in at 347-826-7722, 347-826-7722. It's not as easy as it sounds. To be a parent is a very hard thing, especially if you're a single mother or a single father, and especially due to the fact of our economy. You know, and I want to say honestly, sometimes some people don't deserve to have children. Like you just heard about the young lady, you know, that killed her daughter. You know, they were saying on the news some lady had ate a child. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, what is really going on? Like, why are we like neglecting our children? Why are we allowing people to sit here and deal with you know what I'm saying, allowing them to have these children and not doing what they're supposed to do as parents? I think it should be optional and I think it should be free for parenting lessons. You know, I think parents need a lot of counseling sometimes because it's hard being a parent. I think they should offer like free parenting, sessions of counsel. So you could just pull out your guts like, just say, you know, Johnny boy, you know, got on my freaking nerves and, you know, I just wanted to choke him and, you know, what's the right way should I address this situation? You know, I think they should offer things like that because, I mean, being a parent is hard. And especially the hardest thing about being a parent is if you're not ready to be a parent and if your mindset is not there to be a parent, that makes it extra harder. Me, when I had my daughter, I understand that it takes two to tango, and regardless if the other partner is not there, I have to be the mother that I am and take care of my child and stand up for my responsibility because you know what? I am in control of the situation, and I am in charge of her, so, and I am her protector. She has no one else but me. We have to remember that out here because these kids have all nothing but us to rely on, but us. So the situation is, what are we going to do to change? We find the problem, we assess the problem, what are we going to do to change the problem? Are we going to continue to allow the TV to raise our child? Or are we going to stand up and say, hey, you know, before you get online, before you start watching your favorite cartoon, before you start doing all that, just sit down with me and let's talk. Let's have a one-on-one. Let's talk. Let's reconnect and get to know. I know I've been, you know, working so hard and I haven't really had time for you. And I know you had events and stuff, but, you know, mommy or daddy's been trying our best to, you know, just make sure that, you know, I provide for you and I understand and I try to make time. Talk to your kids. It seems like a lot of parents are scared to talk to their children or they fear their children. Who is the parent? Is it the child or you? Ask yourself that question. I'm going to tell you four things that's telling me that your child need an old-fashioned butt whipping. When your child calls you by your first name. When your child disrespects you as if they have no consideration of who you are, you know, and the other thing is when you have no connection with your child at all and you have no idea the whereabouts about your child, we have to find that rekindling that connection with our children. If we don't, then we're lost. Like I said, man, voice your opinion about that. Who is raising our children? Call in at 347-826-7722. Call in at 347-826-6622.
Dial us up on the bloodline. right now. 347-826-7722. 347-826-7722.
And that's definitely all I got to say is just, you know, the thing is we need to find that connection. You know what I'm saying? Find that connection. And you know what? Like I said, it's hard, and I got your back. I got your back, and we need to talk about it. We need to talk about it. What we need to talk about is that our children are our future. Our children are our life. Our children are the only thing that God has given us as a wonderful gift. We need to really sit down there and take care of our children. I got a new joint from Whitney Houston. I'm going to play that for you, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about who is raising our children, you or the TV? Ask yourself that question.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Searching for that open door, and every road that I've taken led to my regret, and I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you.
Having a party? Meet a DJ?
Meet a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music consumers. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike says, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You already know what it is, and I'm back with y'all on the check-in, you know what I'm saying, Lush Radio Online, and we were talking about, you know what I'm saying, who is raising our children? That's the question. Who is raising our children? Terrence, I want you to ask yourself this question. Am I spending enough time with my daughter or my son? When's the last time I went out to do any outings or just, you know, instead of him playing video games and playing that Nintendo Wii and being online? When's the last time we went out and had an outing or just talked about life or talked about what's going on? If it takes you too long to answer that question, then you haven't been spending that much time with your child. Remember, your child needs you more than ever, especially in the times of their adolescent life. So ask yourself that question. Who is raising your child? If it's not you, then who is? Is it grandma? Is it grandpa? Is it your aunt and uncle? Is it your mother? Your mother. Let me start using improper English. Your mother. Who is raising your child? That's the question we ask ourselves. My daughter, I love my daughter to death, you know. There's times that, you know, we all need a break from my children. But sometimes it can be frustrating, especially if you're a single parent, you know, with your child. It can be frustrating. It can be very frustrating, very hard. And sometimes you ask yourself, am I a good parent? I know you guys have gone through days when you ask yourself, man, am I really doing a good job being a parent for real? I don't know. You know, some days I ask myself that question too. But, you know, all you can do is put your faith in God and, you know, keep striving to be the best parent that you are. Because you know what? Being a parent comes with trial and error. You got to see if it works. And if it don't, hey, you know, some people have their first child, middle child, and the last child. And most of the time, you know, it sucks to be the oldest. But for most of the oldest, you were trial and error. And everybody else was, hey, they done perfected it. You know, so that's the situation when it goes with, you know, just being a parent and everything. It's just, it takes time, it takes patience. not everybody is built to be a parent. Honestly, I'm not sitting here asking you that, you know, there's a parenting manual. No, no book, no person can tell you how to raise your child, because every situation is different. You know, every individual is different. There is no manual. This is something that is basically based on life experience, and, you know, you have to test it out first and see if it works. You know how they, you go in and you test the food and see if it's good to eat, or test it to see, you know, compliments, or you even, like, relating it to music. It's like you're sitting there as a panel and you're seeing if the music is good enough to put in rotation. It's a test and trial when it comes to being a parent. I want you guys to ask yourself, what can I do? What can I do to try to make time for my child? What you can do is, a lot of people in this day and age, like I said, they run around like chickens with their heads cut off. You know, don't stay on schedule. You know, Trayvon, I forgot that, you know, your basketball practice was today. I'm sorry. You know, I had to run into a meeting. Oh, Sarah, I'm sorry. How many of those sorries are your child going to take before they become having this resent towards you and, you know, just honestly feeling like, wow, does my mother or my father even have time for me? Do they even care? I might as well. Why do you think most kids sit there and they latch on to other people's parents that they see that are, like, doing more things and interactive with their children? Because they want that. They crave that nurturing, that attention. And if you're not providing that, then they will seek it from elsewhere. Even though the parents are not intentionally trying to do that, you know, to their children, it's because of the situation. But we have to explain that to our kids, because our kids don't know. And from the anger and resent, who knows comes from that? Who knows what they get themselves into? Because they feel like they're not getting that love that they always seek and they always wanted. Therefore, they grow up the lack of respect. I don't need to know you. I don't even need to respect you. Why? Because you don't care enough for me to even stop one day of your time to even come and see me at my play or see me at an event. So the anger and resentment comes. So those people that are in the hustle and book, I advise you to get a scheduling book, an agenda book. Get an agenda book and write down the events that your child is doing. You know, soccer games, you know. Hey, I've known parents that have been so busy, they forgot to take their child to go take their physical, you know, checkups, or, you know, just even take them for their daily checkups because they're so busy. Are we going to continue allowing, you know, basically the TV to keep continuing to, you know, basically, teach our children and raise our children for us? Or are we going to stand up and be adults and be parents and take back our children in this world? I propose this question to you. If you had a trail of that situation going on in your life when you were younger and you were coming up, that your mother or your father wasn't really there for you at that time, and it honestly made you feel some type of way, and you look at yourself now and you say, what if my mother or my father was there or just believed in me in that one point, you know, when I was writing my first song or drawing and she wasn't ripping up my songbook, or she wasn't saying that this was meaningless, and she was just supporting me and telling me I could do whatever I want, you know, if I believed in it. We don't say that to our kids. We don't say you can do anything that you can do as long as you put your mind to it. No, we said you're never going to make it. You can't do that mess, you know. It's not no money in it. We just crush our children's dreams, you know, at a blink of an eye. Why do we do that? Because what? Are we in our own mind just basically, you know, following the train and the chain of what our parents told us. That, you know, society says, in order for you to be successful in life, you have to be a doctor or a lawyer. You know, is that what we train our children to be? To be robots? What are we doing in this world, you know? What are we doing with our kids? You know, like I said, once again, if you look back to yourself in your time when you were coming up, and your mother wasn't really supportive when you really had that dance recital or that that concert that you was going to perform at, and she said you ain't going to, you know, do right by it, and you look at yourself now and you say, hey man, maybe I would have had done more if my mother or my father was a little bit more supportive or was there for me, and even when it comes to dating. You know what I'm saying? Even when it comes to dating or their own sexuality, a lot of our kids, they don't have sexual education. But we need to talk to our kids about things like this, because in this day and age, the children are so exposed to it. They're exposed to it on cartoons. And we don't sit here and we don't address the situation. We have to address the situation when it comes to these children. You know, they're running around here having, you know, babies and stuff and losing their minds. Why? Because we're not taking out the time to sit down and talk to our kids. We don't talk to the kids about the birds and the bees. We don't talk to them about the necessary things that they need in life. These kids need us. We are their backbone. Without us, they are lost. So I'm asking you and I'm imploring you out there, if you're listening, to bring our kids back. Bring them back to reality. Bring them back to a world. And give them values like you came up with. You know that? Like, I mean, a lot of parents have become a lot lack, you know, slacked up when it comes to, you know, discipline their children. I mean, you know, we came up, we said, speak when you're spoken to, you know, and a lot of the kids nowadays, you know, they just run off at the mouth, run up off the mouth. If I ran off the mouth, my mom would have popped me in my mouth. Because why? Because there needs to be discipline. Children are just walking up and just jumping in an adult conversation. Why? Because there's lack of discipline and training. You know, our children are a reflection of us. Remember that. Our children are a reflection of us. I can't tell it to you any truer than that. Our children are a reflection of us. And, you know, I want to go ahead and go to another song, you know what I'm saying, and come back, you know. This one right here, you know, I'm cooling you out. This one right here is from Lauryn Hill. Tell Him, you know, and I love her, man. Come back, Lauryn. And we're talking about who is raising our children on Street Queen.
Sweet, sweet, sweet,
you already know what it is. You already know what it is, man. That's that Lauren Hill, you know what I'm saying, on the check-in with the cool out. And we want to check out, you know what I'm saying, on the Twitter check-in, what they were talking about raising their child. And I posed that question out there on the Twitterville, and we had feedback basically, you know, from the one and only, you know, my girl from the Bronx, BX in the building, New York stand up. BX baby said basically, who is raising our children? Is it us or the TV? She said that basically she says TV today is way worse than yesterday's period in technology, that basically she feels like TV is because we're so caught up in the hustle and bustle, you know? And it's definitely, you know, crazy. And Pinky Yum Yum said, you know, she got like 50,000 kids in the house, and she said if she called right now that y'all be mad at her because it'd be kids screaming around, Mommy, not the mama. You know what I'm saying? You know, and it's some real stuff right there, you know, use of resin was basically, you know, singing the song Tell Him, because that is a hot joint from Lauren Hill. We love you, Lauren. Come back to us, baby. Come into the light. You know what I'm saying? But real talk, we definitely getting it in on the check-in. We're talking about who is raising our children? Well, honestly, who's raising our children? That's the question that I pose to you guys. You can call in at 347-826-7722. And we're talking about that. And the other thing, you know, when it comes to our kids didn't ask to be here. It takes two to tango. If the father's not doing what he has to do as a father, a woman has to take the hat and take the plate and be the mother and the father and be that role model, that forefront, you know, for that young man or that young woman. And I want to shout out to all my single mothers out there that's doing their thing. And I'm telling you an experience because I am one myself. I want to say shout out to all my single mothers out there and all of my single fathers out there. And shout out to the people that are happily married out there, that are definitely together and definitely raising their kids the right way, definitely instilling to them values and stuff. I'm telling you, you can take a child that, you know, same mother, same father, but you can take them in an environment where they have a loving mother and father backing them. Take twins, right? Twins separated at birth, same genes and all that, right? But separated at birth, like went to foster care, right? And they both got adopted from different families, right? And psychologically, you're asking yourself, why did one go wrong? You got a situation where one of the twins is in a situation where the family is loving, the family supports that the young man individual, and everything he does, you know, they're there, they're right there, you know, they instill values in him and everything like that, right? And he's excelled because he knew that he had the people that definitely backed him up. Now you have the other twin. You have the other twin that's here, and the other twin is not supported and backed by the family. He runs in the streets. He does this. He does that. But maybe eventually he might change. But the thing about it is that lack of the support and that wanting of that support is instilled in that child from that time of adolescence. We need to bring our children back. We need to take time out from our hustle and bustle and bring our kids back to reality. We need to instill values in them. We need to teach them respect. Remember, respect our elders back in the day. We're here now, and them same values still apply here. When did it change? That's the question I'm asking you. Who is raising our children, the TV or us? We're going to go to the phone line because you know how we do. Street Queens, the movement, always keeping it rocking. And, you know, and in the last bit of the segments, we're going to be talking about, you know, that 30-minute wrap-up. You know, our professional CG, our lovely queen, will be live in the building to tell us more about, you know, the information she found for us to help some of those people out there that need help when it comes to this child support situation from last week's show. And, you know, and then also we're going to talk about some of that new, because I'm feeling brand new. Boo, boo. So we're going to go to the phone lines with our lovely CG Michelle.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, baby. it's just me on the line, on the panel and stuff. Been rocking it, girl. Been rocking it, giving them some good music and stuff. Been rocking it.
You all alone today?
Yeah, I was all alone today, you know what I'm saying? So lonely.
Oh,
one's the loneliest number, and the loneliest number is the number one. I was getting it in, though. Shout out to everybody in the chat room that's definitely tuning in and showing us love on Street Queens, the movement, the panel. And I'm live with the one and only CG Michelle, wonderful panelist of Street Queens, the movement. So how you feel about the subject, CG? I mean, who you think in this day and age, I mean, with the hustle and bustle and, you know, the lack of discipline and everything, who do you feel is raising our children? Is it the TV or us?
I was just about to say, it's the TV. It's the TV, and partially the kids are raising themselves. I mean, I can't say it all the way because I don't have children, so I can't really speak on...
But you have nieces and nephews. You see the children that's around the area or in the community, and you see the difference.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of kids out there that still have the good families who are still being raised the same way we were when we were younger. But you have a lot of the kids who are just way before their time and doing a lot of things way more advanced than they should be doing, and a lot of the stuff that they're getting is from other kids in school and from TV. You know, you can't just come home, and I understand. And like I said, I don't have kids, so I don't understand 100%, but I do know that it gets tiring that, you know, being a mother or father, you know, is a whole job in itself. So aside from that, but, you know, my mother still did it. She didn't come home and just turn the TV on and put us in a room and just go about her business. And I know a lot of people who do that, and it's not cool. Even just the SpongeBob and all the other cartoons that's going on, sit back and watch some of this stuff. They're getting some of this negative stuff from the cartoons.
See, what I'm trying to get to these people, CG, is to let them know that it's all a form of conforming. They're trying to brainwash the children while they're sitting there watching TV. They are subliminally sending messages to the children through the TV. Why not use SpongeBob? Why not use things like Family Guy and all that jazz? Family Guy ain't even appropriate for little children to watch.
Mm-hmm.
The children,
it's very true. It's very true, and the sad thing about it is a lot of times, you know, and not to bring it on, you know, but it's still in relation to child support and everything like that, but a lot of times there's a lot of families out there with just one parent. And it gets overwhelming. You're trying to handle the slack of the other parent, you know, you're working crazy hours, and then you come home and you still want to spend that time with your child, but you're pooped. You know, you're working 2 or 3 jobs, and by the time you get home, you just want some rest. But you have an active child, so a lot of the times the parents are just like, look, just turn on the TV, let mommy or daddy get some rest. You know, not intentionally letting the TV raise their kids, but it's what happens. So it has a lot to do with both parents not being in the picture, you know, and the other parent just not having time for themselves, and that's the only time they can get rest. It's a lot going on, you know.
I mean, it's definitely a lot going on, and I mean, and a lot of things. I mean, with society nowadays, I mean, with the breakdown of the family, which has continued to become a chain reaction from the breakdown of the families, which hasn't restructured again, and from the lack of us allowing another culture or somebody that doesn't know about your culture to basically sit here and raise your child and to teach your child, where do they learn their culture and their family values from? What, the TV?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or the community?
Mm-hmm. I know a few people who, you know, their neighbors pretty much help and raise their kids, but not in the way that they used to back when we were younger. You know, a lot of times, kids are out at their friend's house doing, you know, God knows what with God knows who, and you got a lot of parents now that just really don't give a damn. And, you know, you got to be cautious of who you let your child go with. You know, just because, you know, Katie is such and such as their friend. Oh, I'm sorry, I just got a good text. Just because they've got friends, you know, it doesn't mean that it's always okay. It's always okay for them to be over there. You know, you got to be cautious. And I know back in the day, my mom didn't let me go over my friend's house until she met their parents. I don't know if those same ethics are being exercised today.
Hey, from nowadays, what I've seen and what I overhear while I'm in the school, in the high school, most of the times, you know, all these little kids have cell phones now that, oh, yeah, I'm going over John. Who's John John? They don't even ask who John, oh, well, you know. I mean, it's a lack of responsibility on the parent side. You know, it's just like, you know, oh, well, you know, John John, he'll come home eventually. It's like, I mean, where is the concern at for the children?
I don't know, sir. I don't know. I mean, I have friends who, I mean, I don't have children. So, like I said, when you try to talk to someone who does, they kind of get on the defense. And the first thing is like, well, you don't know. You don't have kids. But I know if I did have a kid, you know, I have friends who do things that to me is just beyond imagination. I can't understand why anyone would do that. I would never leave my 7-year-old child home by herself. You know, oh, she's okay. She can handle it. She's pretty mature for her age. She ain't that mature that she could fight off if somebody breaks in that house. She ain't that mature that she's going to know what to do if a fire happens. You know, there's no reason why a 7-year-old girl should be home by herself while you go out and party.
And that's real talk. I mean, that's where it comes to play. It's like some of these parents are not that far from being a child themselves. They're just not ready for parenthood. Mm-hmm. And they have these kids, and these kids are suffering. I mean, I actually witnessed a young lady who went hours, went out to a party and everything and left her child in the house. And then When I asked, I said, you leave your child in the house? Oh, I do it all the time. You know, John, you know, she, you know, and Sharika, they okay. You know what I'm saying? They know mommy coming home. What kind of mess is that? You know, what kind of mess is that? Because at the end of the day, Child Protective Services ain't looking at that, boo. Child Protective Services will come up there and snatch up your kids.
Yeah.
You know, yep. I don't know where people's mindsets are nowadays. I mean, can I get a witness? I'm not in church right now, but where's your mindset at? Where's your mindset at, man? You got your children out here running rapping, acting crazy. You know, you don't know where your mind at. You lost. You don't know who's the parent or who's the child. Because you got a lot of these children that's basically taking care of their parents.
Well, hey, Lush, say the number to the show again so people can call in, because I know it's probably some curious people wanting to call.
The number to the show, if you would like to call in and you want to voice your opinion, you know, remember, everybody has, you know, an option to say whatever they want to say. Call in at 347-826-7722, but make sure you respect each other when you come through on a call, because this is some real stuff right here. We sit here and ignore it, but this is the truth. You sit here and ignore, but it's the truth. This is happening in front of us, and if we don't stand up and make change, and we sit here and conform to this everyday life, you know, not doing what we're supposed to do, you know, and taking care of our kids. I mean, it doesn't make sense. And the children are definitely lost nowadays. And if you want to call in, like I said, one more time, 347-826-7722, 347-826-7722. Dial in. And you know what I'm saying? would definitely, you know, talk to you. But, you know, we're going to go into, you know, our little spiel in regards to, you know, to recap on last week. Last week, you know, we had overwhelming calls, and, you know, we stressed the show out long. You know, we extended it because we had an overwhelming, you know, pouring of calls in regards to child support, you know, which is a serious issue that we face every day in America. You know, some parties are doing their parts and some parties aren't, and, you know, people being a target of you know, of what the stigma and the stereotype is, you know, which basically, you know, a lot of African-American men feel like they are the target, and which, you know, and we really can't blame the situation. The fact is because in the system, as our professional CG Street Queen says, as in the system, basically it just says that, you know, it's a high percentage of African-American men and African-American women, I mean African-American men, just African-Americans in general and Hispanics, you know, that basically are stuck in that situation. That, yeah, they are the ones that come up all the time, constantly. And if we could basically, like, stop, you know, if we could stop allowing the situation to happen, and we could be grown adults to talk to one another and allow some kind of change, then we wouldn't be in this situation. We wouldn't be talking about this today at all.
Yes.
Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, and I'm definitely, you know, happy to have, you know, CG on the line, our professional and our wonderful queen. So, CG, man, tell them about, you know, some stuff that can help them in regards to the child support information that, because she was going to bring in some information to help you guys, you know, further in your situation, you know?
Yes. Well, like I said, I'm in the Jersey area, so the information here is going to be a little different. But there is something called child support guidelines, and you can just Google exactly that, child support guidelines. I would, if you're in New York, I'd put New York child support guidelines. If you were in Virginia, I'd put Virginia child support guidelines. It's going to give you your specific state's URL and the website to go to find out what, let's say if you're filing for child support from the other party, it's going to tell you, if you know how much they make, it's going to tell you before you even go into court and before you even have to hear what the judge has to say, how much you'll get. You know, so you don't want to, you don't want to go into there, you know, blind. You want to have as much information so you're not in there shocked. Also for the people who are being filed against, if you have a child support order against you and you want to go into court and you want to be prepared before you go into there, because you're going to have to provide the judge with check stubs, you're going to have to provide the judge with any overtime information. You're going to have to provide the judge with any other income source that you have. And you can kind of know and prepare yourself for what you're going to get hit with before you go up there. You know, but so you know that being unemployed is not an excuse. But I have a friend who, you know, recently went through something because, you know, the person who was paying child support for her child, I think he entered school or something, so a judge agreed to suspend the order for 3 months. Now, I don't think that's fair for her because, all right, so now he decided to go to school, but that doesn't put aside the fact that she still got bills. So if she decides to go to school, she can't stop taking care of her child for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what judge or hearing officer signed that, and that's in New Jersey, so I'm trying to look into that for her, but I don't know. But like I said, I would Google child support guidelines for your state, and it gives you a calculator. And it includes the laws and the guidelines with it. So it kind of shows you'll put in your income, you'll put in whether it's weekly, monthly, biweekly, semi-monthly, regardless, and it'll give you an estimate or an exact amount of what you'll need to pay.
That's definitely, you know, a good thing for those out there that definitely want to know exactly how much they're going to be paying, or, you know, they're just basically in a blind and they don't know what's going on with the whole child support situation. You know, you need to know that information. And I was talking to her, you know, prior about, you know, my situation. And I was talking to you about, you were telling me about, this, like, if any of you ladies or male are in a situation with basically the man or woman that you're dealing with decided that they didn't want to pay the child support and they decided to say that, hey, I'm not working no more, so they could freeze it. Like CG said, it still accumulates, right, in the child support system, right? Mm-hmm. Apparently,
under certain circumstances, it depends. If they're granted to vacate the support, now vacate the support and a downward mod are two different things. They can file, the person who is paying child support can file to either for a downward mod, which means a decrease in support. They can file to emancipate the child, which means the child is old enough and they should no longer have to pay for them, or they can file to vacate the support. Very rarely is support granted to vacate. There's very few reasons why support would be vacated. I'm trying to think of one off the top of my head. It'll come to me a little later. But jail is not an excuse. If you go to jail, under some circumstances, the judge might vacate your support temporarily because you're in jail. But the minute you get a job in jail, you are to pay off of that, and they don't care if you're making 12 cents an hour.
Wow, that's some new-ish right there. That's that new. For y'all that ain't know about it, that's that new. For real. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely that new. That's some real talk right there. She said that if you get a job in jail, you better give me all that.
Yes, because women, like, you know, women and men, if the other party goes to jail, you can still file against them for child support. Being in jail is not an excuse. We have addresses to people in jail, and they'll just send the paperwork there. You know, they can either appear to court by video, by phone, but they should still appear to court if it's considered good service. If the male got to their cell, they still have an obligation to show up, and you can show up by video, you can show up by phone, whatever the jail permits. But if you don't show up, you're still considered, you know, as a regular defendant who didn't show up. You know,
So if you filed a case to they basically they said that the individual didn't have a job or whatever, does the defendant go and file their own, like, suit, basically stating that they want to, like, start from the back, that the time that they stopped paying? What do you actually call that term to ask for again?
It's arrears is the amount they accumulate. So if someone needs to pay their arrearages, which means the money that they're behind or the money that they've defaulted on, usually coming to court and being unemployed is not an excuse, because, A, if you're getting unemployment, or B, the judge doesn't care, because if that was the case, so many people wouldn't have to take care of their kids. And when you came to court, you came with clothes on. When you came to court, you looked hydrated. You looked like you had water and food in your system. So how are you eating? How are you clothed? Well, the same way you managed to get that taken care of, managed to get it taken care of for your child.
That's definitely real talk right there. You ain't lying about that, CG. Preach, preacher.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No excuse. You know, losing your job is not an excuse not taking care of your child. I understand that with no money, you know, there's no food and there's nothing coming in. But still, at the same time, you are managing to eat. So put half of your plate aside. If you don't have money, put the food that you're eating partially, you know, and bring it to the other parent for the child. There's other things that you can do.
I just can't see how a parent can sit there, right, and allow their child, right, to starve while they're eating good, dressing good, smelling good, just doing good, and allow their child to sit there and suffer. Do you have no heart? I mean, what's really going on? You know, it's definitely, I'm definitely, you know, very shocked at some of you guys out there that just, you know, could care less and just sit there and allow your child to just, like, sit there and suffer. It disgusts me. If you can sit there and you can feed yourself and you can go buy those new kicks, you can feed your child. Your child don't have to suffer.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm definitely, you know, disappointed in those that do that. But the ones that do take care of their kids, I love you guys. Much support. and y'all keep doing what y'all doing, because you know what? We need y'all to be, you know, the righteous people that y'all are, and keep doing what you do. And you know what was ironic, though, CG? Guess what?
What?
I'm sitting here rummaging. I went in the stores earlier today, right, to, you know, take a lot of stuff out and everything and take care of some stuff and move a lot of stuff around, right? And I'm sitting here, remember we were talking about kids, right? So we're sitting here talking about kids, and this book happens to pop up. This book is illustrated by Glenn Williams, by Marva L. Boatman, and it's an African American young lady. Apparently, African American young lady, and she works with special education children in Washington D.C. in the district, and you know, and she went to George Washington University. And she definitely does a lot of things with children. And this book came up. It's called A Children's Book of Morals, which is a good book if you don't know how to instill, you know, values into your child. And I'm gonna let you hear what the table of contents is. It's a good book, and I'm gonna read it. Let you guys know again. It's called Marva L. Boatman. It's called A Children's Book of Morals. It would be definitely a good book to, you know, let your children read or read to your child one day. And the table of contents, you know, it has, in part one, it has, you know, it has some good thoughts for the mothers and fathers. It gives you what the definition of what character is and spiritual. It gives you vocabulary words in the beginning, right? Then it says, chapter three is always tell the truth. You know, kids, you know, don't lie. And then number five is obey and respect your parents. And number seven is be kind. And number nine is doing and saying the right thing. And number 17 is love God, love yourself and others. Number 19 is no drugs, no alcohol. 21 is responsibility. And 23 is rewards. And I think it's a real good book, you know what I'm saying, for the kids. And their definition of morals, because I think a lot of the children or even just the parents, just we have some of them have lack of morals, and it's still that in their children. They said the definition of morals in this book is moral relates to the principles of the right and wrong behavior. A moral is when you learn a valuable lesson from an experience or from a story that teaches you to conduct yourself in the right manner. What is character? Character is a moral excellence and firmness. What is spiritual? Knowing and recognizing God's essence and a part, and that's God's essence, and He is a part of every individual. So, I mean, they break it down simple for children, and they have illustration and everything. It's a good book. I think you guys should, you know, I recommend this book, you know, for you guys if you, you know, you want your children to just read up on morals. When they get to the point where they can read, like maybe like 7 or 8, let them read the book, A Children's Book of Morals by Marva, M-A-R-V-A, middle initial L, Boatman. So go pick up this book and check it out, man. Support the sister. It's a good book.
Yeah,
it's a good book. I, you know, and I ran into it. It was ironic. God works in mysterious ways, right?
Yeah.
You know. And we got a call up from 267. It sounds like and it feels like it's Emma of B2K Magazine, our street queen. What's up, baby?
How you doing? It's Melissa.
Oh, this is who?
Melissa.
My bad. Wrong.
Calling things out. That's Melissa. That's our ambassador, Melissa.
Oh, what's up, Melissa? That's my boo-boo right there, man. We miss you, man. You know
How
what I'm saying?
You?
I'm doing all right, man. You know what I'm saying? Melissa on the check-in. This is one of our honorary street queens right here. You know, definitely call in on the check-in. So how you doing, girl?
I'm good. I just wanted to, you know, add my 2 cents on the child support.
Go ahead, baby. Go ahead. Get it in.
Like right now, I have a 6-year-old daughter, and child support is not even an issue. I don't see it. I don't hear about it. And as of right now, her dad got the case suspended for 90 days because he decided to go back to school. Now, I'm all cool for bettering yourself, but as a mother, we still have to work, We still have to go to school part-time. We can't get our rent suspended. We can't get bills suspended for 90 days just because we decided to go back to school. We still have to pay all these things. And he's getting away with it. He's over $5,000 in arrears. And I'm all for bettering yourself, but what happens when I got to pay rent? Or what happens when I got to pay daycare? Now she's in cheerleading. She's getting older. How can, I don't understand how child support can allow, you know, one do that. Mm-hmm. And then it's okay. It's just like to them, it's okay. Well, this is the case. He's had warrant after warrant. They dropped the warrant. I've even called, and they said, well, we can't break down the doors to lock him up.
Wow. Are you serious?
I've even told them where he worked at, and then they said, well, we're going to wait till the enforcement hearing to see what he has to say. Like, I'm giving y'all an address on where he works, and y'all still not doing nothing.
And this is in Jersey?
This is in Jersey. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend, she has a case, and it's funny because we were just talking about it today. She has a case in Philly. Her son's father had got messed up in jail. It's the jail's fault. His hip is messed up. They won't give him disability, but they're about to cancel and drop the whole child support case. He's about $30,000 in arrears because they can't make him pay it. So instead of waiting for him to get the lost money, but he's going to have to pay it from the state, they're about to drop her whole entire case. And this is his mother. This is what we have to deal with on a continuous basis.
Mm-hmm. And that's,
then
that's
they
real.
Then it's chicks like Kelly's. Because she went all out and got it. I ain't mad at her. Get it?
Mhm. You know, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be mad at her because you got to. I mean, that's a it takes two to tangle, and it's a responsibility. You know what I'm saying? That you basically put yourself out there for. And I'm sitting here like, wow, like I'm in the same position. You know, my ex-husband, it wasn't like, you know, hey, you know, we, you know what I'm saying, it's not somebody I'm mad. I'm mad at this dude, but he basically feels like, you know, he got no child out here. But he's out here doing this thing. He's in the rear crazy. He sat there and stopped the case and said, I'm not working. But yeah, dude, you call me like, you know, how many, like, you know, days and said, yo, you know, yeah, I was working too. That's why I couldn't call on her birthday. You don't call for birthdays. You don't do nothing. But you telling me that you can't send her, like, nothing? You can't send no money? You in the rear. But why do the court system is messed up? Because they allowed him to do this mess.
Mm-hmm.
But once again, I tell people that we need to stand up and we need to speak on it and protest and make change in this court system. And the child support system itself is not pushing this enforcement. They are not pushing this enforcement. They let you run crazy and run rapid and run wild and lose your mind and about to get sick when you're trying to take care of this child, wondering, how am I going to make it through? But sisters like you and me got to do what we got to do because we got to take care of these kids. You know what I'm saying? We got to raise these kids. When they're not there, we got to. And the crazy thing about it is the system is messed up and we need change. Stay on the line with us, Melissa. You made some real good points right there, man. Call it from the 646. You're live in the building with Street Queens, the movement. You're live with Queen Melissa and Queen CG Michelle, our professional today, and your girl, Lushy Lush. You're live with the panel. What's cracking? We're talking about child support. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? This is your boy, Swag On. How you doing?
Swag On. That's my boy right there.
How's everything?
Hey. Cool, man, everything copacetic, man.
That's positive. I was just listening to that. Wow, that was real deep right there.
Yeah. So how you feel about that, Swag?
The way I feel about it, it's real touchy. I know the system is definitely messed up, and there's a lot of changes that need to be put in place. But it's not just with that. I mean, it's the whole society in general. There's a lot of different aspects of society that need to be fixed. Because, you know, if we just fix the system, we're still not actually fixing the problem, which is that there's broken homes and, you know, children are suffering due to the fact that these things are existing. So the actual root of the problem is kind of like the show that we had, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago, a show that y'all had, where you were talking about the family structure, and that's really what's causing all this to happen in the first place. So I think that's the root of the problem. And this is going to always exist as long as you have a democracy like this that's kind of broken, and you have poor people and, you know, families that are lacking a lot of those essential fundamentals. So I think this is just going to continue to happen as long as we got, you know, a society like this.
And that's real talk right there. I mean, you couldn't say it any better than that. Like you said in reference to the last show we had a couple weeks ago, we talked about the breaking down of the home. Basically, this is a systematic situation, the breaking down of the home, which causes basically the lack of respect, the lack of us taking care of our responsibility, taking care of our children, because this is a system. This is what the system has basically set forth for you, and we allow this to happen. A society must change before any existence of change can even exist, you know, and that's the situation we're dealing with right now. And that's why I try to implore you people out there that are listening to try to talk to our Congress members, to try to have meetings and rallies, to try to be change makers, to make change. Because you know what? Change starts with us. You know how MJ said? He said, I'm talking to that man in the mirror. And that man in the mirror is you. For real. Let's get together. For real, man. Stay on the line with us, swag. You got that swag juice. Did you bring me some, man? Because I'm high. Bring some swag.
Oh, my.
Yo, you know, I always got some swag wheat grass for you.
What it is, yo, and before we bring in that caller, you know, just, you know, because we always on the up and up trying to stay healthy and all that, you know, we always play around with the swag juice, but really, we all about health, so swag gonna tell y'all real quick about this wheat juice, you know, that definitely gives them a lot of energy during the day, because a lot of us feel like down because of the hustle and bustle, and you need that rejuvenate. Tell them about that juice, man.
Well, basically, what it is what I usually do is, I usually take wheatgrass, but in addition to that, I also drink like carrot juice. Carrot juice is very good because it's high in vitamin A. So you know me being a person like I don't eat meat. So and a lot of meat like chicken, they contain you know a lot of high vitamins like vitamin D and stuff like that. Like the cow has a lot of vitamin D. I don't eat that, so I have to substitute. I have to substitute not eating, you know, the meat. I have to substitute that with something. And what I usually do with it is the swag juice, the famous swag juice, which is my wheatgrass juice. That's the juice of life right there. That's what it is. And, no, I'm serious. That's what the doctors call it. All jokes aside, because what happens is they pull the wheatgrass right after the sun hits it, like when they get it when it's like baby grass, and they take it, so they call it sun grass. So it's like there's a lot of vitamin D in it. I mean, it's like very, very healthy for you. So I advise y'all go to your GNCs or whatever store you like to go to, and pick you up some wheatgrass. It's really healthy.
That's what's up, man. Get that. That's one of that quick tip right there on Street Queens the Move. Quick tip from your man Swag. Get that swag. Bringing the caller from the 914, you're live in the building, and we're talking about this child support, wrapping it up, you know what I'm saying, the slugfest. Let's really get it in. Let's.
Yeah, this is Seth here. How's everybody doing tonight?
What's up? Oh. Boo, boo.
All right. How's everybody tonight?
Good.
Cool. I'm just getting off and tuning in and stuff like that.
What's up?
For the sisters, I listen to the sisters, you know, it's bad how everything is. And just like I said last week, to me, I think child support, they hard on it when the sister or the brother is on social service just to get their money. When they come out getting their money, they track a brother down. You understand what I'm saying? But just for instance and stuff like that, you know, my sister, she went through the same thing. She got a good job and all that stuff. And they was like, you know, they was like no type of help towards her, you know, at all, you know. And she was saying he lived here, this man, well, we not going out there and we not sending this and sending that. I mean, it's a lot when the person working to a person not working, you know. because the city wants their money, and they go to get their money. But when it comes down to us, you know, somebody who's working hard and trying to maintain their child, whatever, they don't care nothing about it, you know, and it's sad, you know.
That's definitely the truth, man. It makes
you want to think and say, you know what, let me go sign up for this just to get at them. You know what I'm saying? It's bad, you know. But once somebody's on social service or something like that, public assistance, whatever, I mean, they go right after that person, jail or not, whatever, wherever he's at, they're going to get that money because the money is coming to them. You know what I'm saying? They're saying, well, you know, if I'm supporting your child, then you're going to pay me my money back, you know. And it's bad the way they do about it instead of somebody who's working and trying to maintain a household and maintain food and a shelter for the child. You know, they don't care nothing about it. It don't even matter to them.
And that's real talk. I mean, you know, I'm trying to basically say that where are the people at? This is where we need the people to come together. That's where we need people, and we need more shows like this, and we need people to go to their congressmen. We need people to go out there and sign, start a petition and write, I mean, from state to state. I mean, we need to really address this issue. I mean, we could sit here and we could talk our freaking heads off
all day.
But at the end of the day, if America does not want change, if America doesn't talk about change, if America doesn't do nothing to try to change what's going on, then what are we? What are we doing?
Exactly.
You know? And that's the situation. Go ahead.
Can I reply to that? In reference to the child support, now, yeah, it is important for everyone to be vocal. Like I said, and for Melissa's situation, the county that she's in, child support, the new system that I was telling everyone about last week, went live July 6th, this July 6th that just passed. So in order for him to go to court, you know, recently, he had to go in and file for something prior to that. What was going wrong with the child support system is just the workers, it was up to them to follow up on something. It was all in the workers' hands. And if you got a lazy worker or if you got a worker who just didn't care, then you were screwed. And a lot of the times, you know, people were getting stuck with caseworkers who had a crazy caseload of different things to follow up on, and they just didn't really care. Or not to say, I don't know what these people really felt like, but it just wasn't their responsibility when they went home at night to handle all of these cases when you're home and you don't have the money to take care of your kid, you know, or when you're home and your whole paycheck is being taken, you know. So a lot of people in New Jersey complained because the state of child support was ridiculous, and the state had to do something. Now, every new system costs money. So not only did the people who are not getting child support get taxed to pay for this new system and to pay for workers like me to come and enforce the system and train the people to do it. So you're paying for New Jersey to create a new system, and once it comes to your state, New York or Maryland, wherever you are, you're going to be paying extra taxes too. But the difference with it is it's a computer system. The system that they're working off now is not. It's not a web-based system. So it's just something that they created. It's like typing up a Microsoft Word document and putting it in there and having to remember in a few days to go back and update it. You know, but the system that they have now is a web-based system that it keeps track of everything. So a lot of people are upset now because they're losing jobs because the computer is doing everything for you. Now, it is going to take a while to clean up the mess of everything that was done beforehand, but it is getting better now, but it did cost millions and millions of dollars. And your state has to be willing to give up the money, which means you have to be willing to pay the taxes, which is not fair because you're not getting the money off the bat, but in the long run, it does help.
Well, you know, that's definitely some real
stuff. You know, I think if it came down to the workers to get a commission for each case they get, I believe a lot of fathers be getting caught and be paying. You know what I'm saying? If it came down to them getting a commission for each case that they handle, it'll be a lot of cases be taken care of. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, they come in, they punch in, it don't matter to them because they might not be in that situation.
That's not true, because I see a lot of workers every day that it does matter to them, that do fight for people. There are people who don't care. I see a lot of workers, it does matter to them. Now, when you leave work,
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about what you did at your day?
No, not at all. But I'm saying, but when I come to work and stuff like that, and if this is what I apply for that job, then that's the job that I'm going to do. You understand what I'm saying? Just like when I cook. So if you ask me to cook, I'm going to do my best on what I have to do to satisfy you when I cook, because this is what I'm getting paid for. You understand what I'm saying? You got some workers that just come, and they just, listen, I'm punching in, it don't matter. All right, I see the case, whatever, and that's it. It's just a regular case to them. Sometimes they don't go, they're not in that situation. So it doesn't really matter to them.
You know what? There's some people that are like that. And then you got some people that, honestly, there have been some cases where you have a worker that goes above and beyond because they want to make sure that person, you know, gets taken care of in the right way. But, you know, everybody is human, so we have to look at them, oh, they're human, and it's their situation, you know what I'm saying? Really, in their mindset, they really don't have to care. They just have to come there and just do their job and get paid for what they do. They don't have to sit there and walk you step by step through your whole case and make sure that you're getting what you deserve. No. All they got to do is hand you paperwork and say, yo, this is who you need to call, and you might have to go through 50 million channels before you get help by somebody, you know? But, I mean, every situation is different. Everybody hopes and prays to God that they get a good worker that works with them.
But not even
you know?
That. As a worker, I come to work, and I have millions of people come in there and lie to me and tell me, oh, such and such is beating my kid, I want child support. People who come and just file just because they're mad at somebody, because of something that they did the day before. I have people who come in and lie to me about their name. I have a lady who came in today and tried to file for custody from the father just because he had a girl that she found out he was cheating on her. And lied, said that he did all these drugs and everything. We tested them both, and she had every drug in the system in her blood. You know, so everybody who comes to you, you have to off the bat assume that they're lying to you. You have to. You can't get caught up in, oh, well, I'm going through this when they start crying. You can't hug them. You can't do all this. You can't act like that. You have to be emotionless when you're dealing with these workers. So it's not that we don't care, but it's that you have 100 people each day in your face saying the same story. And if you get involved in that, you'll drive yourself crazy. Because half the time you end up looking like a fool when you go to bat for them, and they're filing all these domestic violence charges or filing for child support. You find out that they had money anyway, and you know, and then you go to bat for them. You find out majority of the time it's a lie. Because how many times do people really come to court and tell the truth? Criminal court, you see bad people at their best. Family court, you see good people at their worst.
And you know what? CG did prove a point on that, because I done seen people that lied. And I'm like, wow, I'm sitting here struggling, and this chick is getting away with murder, you know? I mean, it's a whole bunch of, it's every situation is different. And then we also have to look at the situations that the workers are going through, because remember, with one bad seed, just spoils the whole apple. You understand what I'm saying? And with one person or two or three people, even us as African-American people, you know, I mean, we can sit here and say, oh, man, you can't put – a lot of them do go in there and do that mess. And they mess it up for the good people that are out here that struggle, that really need that help and stuff. And they mess it up for us. And now we have to suffer, and they're going to look at us crazy when we walk in, and all we're trying to do is provide for our kids, you know. And that's the situation that's dealt there. So we can't really, like, point the finger. The thing is the solution. What are we going to do as a solution? Us as a people need to stop going in their line. As us as a people need to come and stand forth and try to voice and talk about this situation. Us as a people need to talk to the court system. What is going on?
Right.
You know, we can sit here and complain and yell and point fingers, but the solution is what we need to come to a point at. The solution, and I'm going to bring the call in from 757. You're live in the building with Street Queens of Movement, Chef Pierre, Queen CG, and Queen Michelle. Speak, family. 757.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Peace.
Yeah.
How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good.
For everybody on the line, that's my sister Nisha. She's calling from Virginia.
Hey, Nisha.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
She's got. Do you have your poem, Nisha?
Oh, yeah, but
You should start a poem just like Melissa and Michelle. They're, I take their poems and recite them to people and tell them I wrote them. So, but I mean, she, you know, she can chime in on the child support situation. I know I'm going to shut up because last week I got told off about child support. Everybody wanted to kill me.
So, what am I doing? Am I commenting on my experience or saying a poem or what?
You can comment. You could comment, or I mean, I know you have experience with child support.
Well, I have two children, and my son is 8 years old, and I've been trying to get child support from his father for the past 2 years. And I would say the child support system in Virginia, I really don't know what's going on. It just seems like a lot of paperwork where nothing is happening or there's no progress. You know, I get a lot of the same letters in the mail asking for information that I've submitted 3, 4, 5, 6 times. They can't find them for some reason. And when I call, I understand that, you know, they have hundreds of people calling a day. But just like in my job, when I have to deal with people on a daily basis, I can't treat that person like they're a number. You know, I have to act like they're the first person I dealt with that day. So I'm just really spoken to, like, we're trying our best, and then kind of get hung up on. So it's frustrating when you're really busting your behind to do what you need to do, and you're trying to get these men out here to do what they're supposed to do, but you can only do so much. I can't drive out of state to find him for them. I'm not getting paid to do that. So it's just frustrating sometimes when I understand there are people who lie and take advantage of the system. I know plenty of females who have good fathers for their children, and they can still get $1,200, $1,500 a month in child support. But it seems the ones who don't want to do right, they can never find them. Like, they're with Bin Laden. I don't know where they are, but they can't find them. So it's just frustrating at times. Sometimes you want to give up. Sometimes you just want to say, you know what, I can't keep taking off work to go to court or go to the social services building because I'm losing out of money.
I'm right with you, sister, because I'm going through it, and I know plenty of women out there going through it, and I know men are going through it also. Because
right.
Remember, this is not this so child support is not gender based, okay? It's everybody that's going through this situation, and you know, I mean, the situation—it's a big inconvenience, especially for the one that's actually taking care of the child. You
right.
know, you have to, like, you know, especially for the ones that try to flee and go to another state, thinking that they're not going to get caught up with child support. Oh, yeah, you are, but still, at the same time, you know, they try to run away. Then you have to sit here and try to get child support to find them. It's just too much.
Right.
It's just
yeah.
too much, and it gets to the point where going court to court, back to back, and they knowing you as your first name and everybody. I mean, that's ridiculous. Like, I mean, why can't they settle the situation, or two adults can't settle the situation? But remember, once again, like we talked about, you can't tell an individual to do right if they don't want to do right. You can't tell
right.
a man to be a man if he never knew how to be a man. You can't tell a woman to be a woman if she never knew how to be a woman. You know what I'm saying? And this is the situation that we're facing. We can't be, a lot of people can't be grown adults to settle the situation. And the court system is all based on a whole control system because it's control.
Right.
It's control
also,
system.
And also, you have to know that you have way more pull than you think. I mean, it is time-consuming, but when you get a worker that is very nasty to you, very blunt, doesn't want to give you any answers, doesn't want to give you any help, the workers in the courthouse are on a very tight thread. If they get one complaint, it doesn't just stay with that supervisor or whoever they're talking to. It has to go further up. They get suspended at the drop of a dime, but they don't let you know that. So they treat you any type of way they want to, because a lot of times you're not going to complain because you think they're on the level of cops or sheriff, and you just have to answer to them because you want what you need done. But we just had a person today. I guess this lady was very nasty to him. Well, she picked the wrong one, and he called everybody in the courthouse. You know, he did all these complaints. He started his own blog, and she got suspended for a week with no pay for being rude to someone who was coming in to file for child support.
Mm.
You have more pull than you think you do.
I mean, but with the child support, it actually goes back to what she was saying earlier, where it's pretty much starting with morals and starting at home, because a lot of relationships, it starting child support is off of someone being bitter. It's not always about somebody really needing it. In my case, I was the one that broke up with him, so in return, he was bitter towards me. Now, I will say that he gets her every weekend, so I'm blessed in that way. But you get her every weekend, I have to send clothes, I have to send lotion, I have to send toothbrush and toothpaste, and I'm getting nothing in return. You don't send the clothes back. You don't send the book bags back. You don't do homework with her. So, yeah, I'm grateful because she loves her dad, and I refuse to be that bitter chick that won't let you see it just because you won't pay. But on the other hand, you should have the same respect, you know, for me. And I have to understand that, yeah, he was raised and his father was a hard man, but his mother pretty much dominated everything and took care of everything, and he wasn't allowed to really know the responsibility of having a child, even at the age that he was, because I was 19, he was 26. And his mom took on more responsibility than he did. So in another way, yeah, you have to look at it and say, okay, he didn't know how to be a father or how to be a man or how to provide or how to deal with the bitterness of losing somebody, even though you was in the wrong. Yeah, I have a lot of girlfriends who, yeah, they went to child support and they getting guap, they getting paid right now, and these dudes were taking care of their kids before they was even getting child support. I work for the government, and I work in a warehouse of men whose wages are being garnished ridiculously because they make money, and they was taking care of their kids before child support even became a factor, but because the woman was bitter, they took them back.
And that's real talk.
Every situation is really different. And then even with the welfare system, I've seen them bang down people's doors, drag somebody out over a warrant. Why? Because they wanted their money. It wasn't worth it. And like he said, they're not really worried as much as the working parent. But if you was on welfare and you owe money, you guaranteed you're going to pay that money back, and they're not going to drop that case. I know people that went to jail, came out, and because the baby mom was still on welfare, that to their day, they in their 40s still paying rears, and their kid is 18 and out of school. So every situation is different. It's just, it's how you approach it. Because it really starts at home on teaching these young ladies how to deal with the fact of rejection. It didn't work out. Okay, what can I do to better myself for my child? Not take this man through all these changes when he's trying to do it. Or teach this man. It really starts in the community. But in the meantime, it's hurtful, it's discouraging when I make good money, I want better, I'm trying to get into the entertainment industry. I don't have the help that I need to go back to school because I can't afford it, because he refuses to deal with the fact that I don't want him anymore. And this is 6-7 years later.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It's
crazy.
Very discouraging. It's hurtful because I know my daughter loves him, so I will never take her out of his life because I know he is a good father. But as far as a provider, he sucks. I get nothing out of it. I told you, I send clothes over there. I don't see them clothes back. I'll see one of her little cousins in her clothes. And me being me, you know, I'm past the arguing, the screaming, the yelling, fighting, and all that. I don't even say nothing no more because it's not going to change the situation. It ain't going to be able to make it escalate, and then my daughter's going to see me come out of character. So I had to learn how to humble myself as a woman, and that took a lot because it's a lot of hurt and it's a lot of anger when you have to deal with that type of situation. And now you got women that's resentful towards their kids because the fathers won't pick up the slack. And now this woman or this man feel like they never got a chance to live their lives because financially they couldn't do it. So it's a circle of problems where it really starts in the community. It really starts at home. Talking to people and learning as a whole that we need to learn how to heal. We want to take things on the chin and try to act like things is cool, and it's not. It's a healing process, and we're not doing that but starting the cycle all over again with these young men and these young women having kids earlier and earlier, and we're not teaching them no responsibility, no morals. So now they say, yeah, they got a seed. They tell everybody, yeah, that's my baby. But they're taking pictures with the baby. They didn't even pay for them. Their parents probably paid for them. And then they're trying to get college, but they're not doing nothing with these kids.
Girl, get it in, girl. Go in on them. Get them.
I mean, it's so much more to it, and that's another reason when I started my nonprofit organization, when we do the mentoring, we're doing the men separate, and we're doing the loving yourself tour with the women, because that's where it starts, because I know how to be on both sides, and it hurts when you're trying to do right by your child, and you can't get not an ounce, not a penny, and you call him, and you know this dude just had two other kids, and he tell you, oh, I can't get her sneakers, my pocket's hurting right now. But you're taking care of that other family, and I'm watching you take care of that other family. And to me, it's a type of neglect to the child, but because my daughter really don't understand and she loves her dad, I will never talk down about him to her.
You're going through the same thing I'm going through with my ex-husband. My daughter, you know what I'm saying, he just had, you know, recently a new one. He's taking care of that family. Like, tell me that this woman going to allow you to stay in there without doing nothing. Get out of here, man. You taking care of that family, and my daughter's over here. Even though I'm providing for her, and God bless me with the gentleman that I'm with now, you know what I'm saying, that definitely helps me out and stuff. But, like, dude, like, you're her father. Like, I'm never going to say nothing ill about him, because that's her father, and she loves him. You know, I do my best to open that bridge of communication so she won't resent me and say, maybe, you know, mommy kept me away from daddy. I mean, there's times in my heart that I just want to say, yo, don't even, you know, waste your time, because why do I have to chase you down to talk to your child, yo? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but it's our community. Like we talked about, morals. I mean, just like the point she talked about cats, you know, young kids walking on, that's my seat. I work in a high school with these youth. Oh, yeah, man. You know, yeah, man, I got a shorty pregnant. Yeah, you know, she got my seat. Like, it's nothing. Like, come on. Like, it comes with responsibility. It comes with you got to clothe this child. It comes with the food cost. It comes with you got to sacrifice things. It comes with, if you don't have that grandmother or that big mama to help you out, who you gonna help you raise that kid?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's real talk, it's real issues, it's a real situation that we dealing with. Who is raising our children?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And
on his part, his mom, you know, may she rest in peace, she just passed away in June. And she was the matriarch of the family. She handled everything. She raised the grandkids. And now all these grown men and grown women got to learn how to do all this stuff that they never did on their own. And I believe that it's going to make him a better person in time. But right now he's so lost and out of place without his mom that, you know, he almost needs my daughter there to kind of comfort her and her brothers, to kind of comfort him and get him through it, but he's still not being, he doesn't have the responsibility of being a father. And when you lose, and I'm watching, and it's crazy because God is taking the older, the pillars home. He's bringing them home, and we're sitting here watching all these people pass away, these older ones that was raising these families, that was running these families, and the only thing we could do is look at all these younger ones, and they're lost.
Definitely lost. The chain has definitely, you know what I'm saying, broken. That old big mama that used to be there, that used to instill, and mama used to go, big mama used to tell you the stories and all that, and, you know, you carry that on. Like, where did the cycle break? The breaking down at the homes is the core. We have to go back to the core of the problem, and we have to solve it, and we need to really make change. And like Michael Jackson said, we're talking to that man in the mirror, and due to the time, you know, see, y'all always get it heated at when we don't have that much time. Y'all, you guys get on my nerves.
It's checkout time. Do we have time for the poem to close out the show?
If you guys got a poem, I mean, just let me turn these quick credits real quick. We want to thank our sponsor, strictlybunt1.com, Lush Radio Online, Diverse Media Group, LLC, and Funky Flashback. And everybody that definitely called in and supported us on the show, and our listeners, check us out at streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. And also email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. It's a lot of community activities that's going on. And real quick, I got to let y'all know that it's going to be J-Rock. It's going to be J-Rock. It's going to be Triple C and Stimuli and Graph. In New York, doing some appreciation and awareness for HIV and homeless and poverty in New York to raise money. So if you guys can come out and support that, you know, it's going down. They want you to RSVP. The telephone number is 917-287-0943, 917-287-0943. Please go there and support that, man. It's called the Rebirth of Hip Hop Concert, to support AIDS and homelessness. Check that out. So So we're going to close it out with a poem, you know what I'm saying? And who's doing this poem? Who's going to grace us with this beautiful poem today?
It's me, Nisha.
Okay, we ready, man. We ready right. To get our snap on. I got my taco latte. Tay over here.
All right. Bulimics full of lies, stuffed with jealousy and hate. Late night binges on my struggles left to throw up in my face. Midnight snacks while I hunger just to put them in their place. Look on the menu, pick my life so that they can choose my fate. Malpractice needs mistake. This time I'm going to sue. You diagnosed me as a failure, said I wouldn't pull through. Said my courage had cancer, probably wouldn't live long. Diagnosed my heart failure because the scarring wasn't gone. They crushed my dreams like the towers. Brown eyes shed their own Katrina. Friends and family members all of a sudden work for FEMA. Ain't do-ish, but talk-ish about what they're going to do. But I'm going to make them anorexic, eat their worst dessert, too. You took my money, but I'm still rich. No more name-calling. Respect this chick. Dismissed like class. Never stood behind me except to palm this ass. All his lies tried to blind me. See through like glass. Reflection reflected as memories pass. My spirit ejected. I blinked too fast. Couldn't see his rejection underneath his last old tape ejected. Side B never was. Side A stuck on pause. Wouldn't leave just because I had a couple children, no bling. Three different last names, broken home, no sling. Disconnected phone, silent tone, no ring. Poetry of violence, words of weapon, same thing. They said my son wouldn't be ish, just another drug dealer. High school education, man on a big wheeler. His sister won't be any better. Waiting by the mail for that WIC approval letter. No degree, having GED, go get her. 7 months pregnant bastard hidden in a sweater, but this is me, single mother moving with deadly precision. I teach mine to forgive who don't deserve to be forgiven. Remember where they're from, not like the ones who keep forgetting. But most importantly, I give them hope for their envision. The truth will set them free, and God ain't changed the one religion. We choose to live beyond the world they said we chose to live in.
God! Hey. Hey. Like, you know what? I gotta give you something for that girl. You just hurt my heart right there. My heart is pouring out with just love and joy and all that, man. I mixed that post.
Oh, thank you.
One of them points, you just gotta say, God dang. Yo, what was the name of that piece, man? You got to come through and bless us again, man. Tell us the name of that piece, man.
That was called January, December, because my daughter was born in January. My son was born in December, so.
Mm. Oh, man, that was some real stuff right there. You almost made me cry right there, man. It's a jerker right there, man.
Thank you.
You feel me, swagger? You get swagger. You know what I'm saying? I was definitely
you laughing at me. I'm proud. I'm like, aw.
I'm fire. That was fire.
I'm so proud. I got tears in my eyes right now. Y'all know how I get up.
That's what I'm like this, man. This is a lot of love right here. This is what we do, man. We queens of movement, bringing people together, sharing thoughts. Real talk, real radio, on the net, you know what I'm saying? Join us the same time, same place at 8 o'clock, www.blowtalkradio.com/dustradioonline, man. We don't do it for us. We do it for the people to teach and educate and bring the community back together. You know what I'm saying? And we definitely love you guys out there. We thank you so much for our support. Love you, Chef. Yeah, you know, we always need a man to come through, even though sometimes we hate y'all, but we still love y'all.
Yeah, same here. You know, I'm behind the sisters is doing good, you know?
You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. And shout out to MissSuzie.com, MZSUZZIE, MissSuzie.com. Definitely check us out. And Chef Pierre, tell us what the website is, you know what I'm saying, for that good, delectable, delicioso, that food, man.
JSO, is that JSODelight@AO.com? You know what I'm saying? Well, now I'm getting everything being set up, so it should be done up another day or so. But you go to JSaleDelight.com and stuff like that. And My number is 914-607-1955. Cater all occasions. Anything you like, it'd be done and made up.
That's what it is, man. One day he's going to have to cater a Street Queens, you know, conference, man. It's going down.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm going to take your bag with the cornbread with the pineapple.
Oh, wow. For real, man. That's real talk right there, man. And we want to thank Melissa, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know, always coming through, giving us, you know what I'm saying, that toughness, that roar, that lion, that tiger. That's what I'm talking about, girl. We love you.
Thank you.
What's up, man? And our man Swag, jumping out the way. If I turn my swag on.
Yeah, yeah. Every day, all day.
You know, we got him for coming through. Our specialist, our wonderful queen, our honorary queen, our lovely queen, CZ Michelle, giving her professional advice on the show on child support, you know, giving us that good information. And we want to also, sister, tell me your sister's name again, CG, once again.
It's Misha.
Misha?
Yes.
And we love Misha. We giving you an invisible hug right now for that poem. We love you, Misha. Big hugs, kisses, and all of that, girl. You
Thanks.
Was a strong sister. You was a soul sister. Oh, my
God. Oh, here we go.
You know what I'm saying? But well, we love you, girl, man. You are always welcome as a street queen to come through and drop us a piece all the time. Tomorrow's Friday, and it's Follow Friday, Freestyle Friday. So if you got a piece in your system and you want to come through and just drop it for the world to hear, come through. It's 347-826-7722. It's going down. But we love all of y'all. We thank y'all. And we out. And you know what I'm saying? You know what I got to do. I got to give y'all Michael Jackson. Because I'm talking about that man in the mirror. What are you talking about? Love you, CZ. Love all y'all. Mwah. Kisses and smooches, man.
All right.
Check us out on streetqueensandmovement.ning.com. We out.
I'm going to make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? A broken bottle top and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's the why no one yet to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his way. Make the world a better place. Take a look at yourself, then make a change.